I'm calling to order the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District School Board meeting here at Trapper Creek Elementary School. Do we have a quorum?
We have a quorum, Ms. President, and all folks are here.
All right. It's great to have everybody here. Eric, can you read the board goals, please?
Vision: Matanuska Borough School District will be a model of excellence in teaching, learning, and engaging all students. Mission: Matanuska Borough School District prepares students for success. Beliefs: we believe that all students can and want to learn. Success breeds success. The needs and best interests of students drive all decisions. Stakeholders' participation is crucial to student success. Core values: stewardship, accountability, empathy, quality, integrity, efficiency, respect, collaboration, commitment. Goals: we will improve student success, achievement, and performance by focusing on their career and college readiness. We will increase the graduation rate. Our schools will welcome families and community members in the education of our youth. We will create and maintain a safe and healthy environment for our students and staff. Annual objectives, accountability, assessed by quarterly metrics and timelines.
All right, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Paramo.
Thank you, Madam President. We are so happy to be here at Trapper Creek Elementary School, and we do have a treat today. Rather than our regular Pledge of Allegiance, we have some special guests, and I'd first like to introduce the wonderful principal here at the school, Ms. Allison Wall.
Hi, I'm Allison Wall, the principal here at Trapper Creek Elementary, and our special guests are two of our preschool students from the Widening the Net Preschool. They will lead us in the pledge. Before we do that, I just want to say thank you for coming and having the school board meeting here at Trapper Creek Elementary. We're very happy to host it. And for the staff who are here, I'm very proud of them. They work very hard. They work very well together and are an extremely dedicated staff. So the last thing is our supportive community. They come out and help us provide guitar classes for our kids, field trips, actual guitars, and just spend time here at the school. So we really appreciate all the support our community provides us. I have Keegan Soifer and Rachel Wall here to lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, and that was one of the best recitations of the Pledge of Allegiance that I have heard. So thank you, and thank you, Madam President.
Can I have someone move the agenda, please?
I'd like to move the agenda, Madam President.
I'll second it.
Okay, the agenda's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection? Seeing none, we'll move on. Our next item is persons to be heard on non-agenda items. Can you read the rules, Madam Clerk?
Thank you. The speaker states his or her name for the record. The speaker is limited to 3 minutes per meeting. The speaker is limited to non-agenda items. Agenda items will be open for the public comment as they appear on the agenda. The speaker's comments should be appropriate for all audiences, including school-aged children. The speaker is limited to comments of a general nature, positive or negative, which may not be attributable to any specific individual. Issues involving concerns specific to any single individual should be submitted in writing and given to the board clerk to be resolved. The issue may be determined to be appropriate for persons to be heard or may be handled in executive session or may be routed through a more appropriate complaint process. No disturbance or willful interruption of any board meeting shall be permitted Persistence by an individual or group shall be grounds for the chair to terminate the privilege of addressing the meeting. The board may remove disruptive individuals and order the room cleared if necessary. This is not a question and answer time. Speakers may be referred to the superintendent or designee or take the issue under advisement. We have a maximum of 1 hour per meeting, and this is the first half hour. On the list, we have Lauren, Kayla, and Kelsey. Press the button and then state your full names, please.
Hi, my name is Lauren Wall.
And I'm Kayla Snyder.
I'm Kelsey Snyder.
We are here to argue against the idea of uniforms in the district. Now, we know that uniforms were originally not going to be mentioned in this meeting, but we have heard rumors from all over the school district, since we all have friends from different schools, that principals are thinking about putting uniforms on the list for next year.
We think that forcing kids of all ages to wear uniforms is stifling their creativity.
We have taken votes secretly amongst other peers. They all agree that they don't want to wear boring tennis shoes, khakis, and a polo shirt.
When you take away someone's creative freedom, you are taking away a part of them. And then they're not motivated to actually have fun at school. Therefore, we argue
that uniforms in the Madmuska Susitna School District
is a bad idea.
That takes away a kid's personal creativity, identity, and freedom. Kids need to express themselves.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay, our next is Tony Hughes.
Hi, my name is Tony Hughes, and I'm the treasurer of the Trapper Creek Elementary PTA. We'd like to say good evening to everyone, and the Trapper Creek PTA would like to welcome you to our community and thank you for the support we receive. Our community is thankful to have such a terrific staff at Trapper Creek Elementary who provide and encourage our children with support and education at every level and who help promote a healthy and safe environment. Being a small community, we depend on funds to create programs and upgrades in our school that we are receiving. Without your support, this would not be possible. Our school is an important part of our community that keeps us all connected. So on behalf of the Trapper Creek Elementary PTA, thank you so much.
There's no one else on the list. If there's anybody else who wishes to speak and our persons to be heard, please approach.
All right. We will move on to our administrative reports. And Dr. Paramos told me there's no administrative reports today. Borough and city reports. I do not think anybody from Palmer or Wasilla. Tree board representative report, if you would like.
Our last meeting will be next week on the 24th, where members of the committee will present before a few admin on one of our proposed resolutions.
Just out of curiosity, what is your proposed resolution?
The resolution on the ATMs.
All right, Dr. Paramo.
Thank you, Madam President. One thing that I would like to update on the superintendent report in regard to the bond update, I would like to say that funds were provided by the borough to redo Trapper Creek's roof. And so we did acquire those funds, and it's Trapper Creek and three other schools, and they will be, hopefully we're going to try to start this summer. If not, it'll go into next summer, but the couple million dollars was acquired to be able to do this school. So between the four schools, they received in the borough $8 million. So, yeah. So we won't have any more leaks, I hope. that's the just wanted to give that bond update and information, but also what I believe we've been waiting for is the budget update. We have presented the budget each meeting to share where we were, and of course, we fell short of the money that it's going to take to operate our school district. We fell short of that for next year, but we did mention that there were some assumptions in our budget and some unanswered questions. At the time, the legislator was still in session down in Juneau, and in addition, we have the borough support that we meet with the borough next Tuesday. However, we do have an update of where it is now, and of course there's a note at the bottom here that this is all subject to the governor's signature, which I believe may occur in June. So if we turn to the first page, some of the support, we did have tremendous support in Juneau. It's just on the overhead, we don't have our items. So this is posted to the website. It was just finished a half an hour before we drove up here, getting all the information in. So the, in the capital budget with the state funding, and if you'd like to take a look at that, either on the state website, it's Senate Bill 18, and this particular document in PowerPoint is on the MATSU website already. We have large initiatives across the district to assist our students, and the Alaska Middle College was supported, cyber centers, and that is something that Sioux Valley High School takes part in for those that are here, and it offers opportunities for students to take additional coursework. Of course, our preschool programs were supported, and we do have a preschool program here. The STEM initiative, as well as the Air Force JROTC, and you see the total funding for those programs. And it was just, I just want to say it was tremendous support from every, each of our delegation members. So MATSU was received well, and we just appreciate that. In addition, individual schools, if you will, entered into the CAPSIS and had projects, and these are the projects that were funded. And they go through their elementary schools, high schools, small schools, and charter schools. And these were just the additional state funding given. So these are smaller projects that will run directly through our school district so that we can provide for those. On the next slide, this was some much-needed relief, I would say. It's actually very good news, and this was added on the House side. This was an amendment made by our House members in Senate Bill 18, and it is basically $21 million added to education across the state, and currently it's based on the amended average membership or the attendance or enrollment in schools and districts, and MATSU at this time is set to receive $2.4 million in additional funds than we had planned on, which, of course, we had a deficit, so this is making up some of the, that ground. And if you notice at the bottom, initially when we had presented the budget, we were looking at approximately 45 FTE, and these additional funds could possibly have the potential to make up 24. As you notice, it is student safety and security enhancement. And MATSU School District itself, we do have an ongoing committee to improve safety, especially after the tragedy that happened on the East Coast in December. But we also have passed bonds and currently spend a great deal of funds on safety and security, ranging from safe and civil schools to officers in schools and our security system, the internet costs for that. And this amendment does allow for fixed costs that are already in your budget to be covered, essentially, so that if you're spending money on safety and security already, you could replace that those funds and be able to spend it. So there is not it is going into the general fund. the operating funds. And, of course, we do have a list of some upgrades that we need to do that we want to improve our schools. When they did do a survey, Matsubara School District was one of the leaders in school safety because we had security at every school, door locks, things like that. So we have a list of from our schools and from our principals that we can use these funds for. But there's also the latitude that the state provided in these funds, knowing that schools spend money on safety already, to be able to do that to free up money for classrooms. So this was good news in the manner that it was placed in there, and it was very positively received, and it was our delegation, our House members, who worked to get this done. Also, one of our deficit areas, as you know, pupil transportation is a separate fund other than the operating fund. However, due to the costs, Matsubara School District has to place money from our operational monies for classrooms into the transportation. And so this bill was also supported, SB 57. There was also a bill on the House side, almost identical, and both sides of the House and or House and Senate worked to improve pupil transportation by making that CPI adjustment, which will benefit MATSU approximately $500,000, $500,000. And so what we've done is each additional change, you see there's another $500,000 added to the $2.4 million. We're up to $2.9 million in assistance from Juno, which we're avoiding 29 of those 45 originally that we thought we might have to reduce in FTE. We also had some excellent news on health insurance rates. We found out this Monday that the increase for which we had placed a placeholder in our budget of 12% was actually cut in half. The increase is 6%, and of course, through the negotiated agreement, 50% of that is burdened on the district, and 50% of the increase that is would you know, shared by employees. And so, where we were looking at possibly $1.8 million to $2 million in health insurance costs, it is $940,000, which was just excellent news. So the cumulative change in our budget is a positive 3.8 at this time, which is approximately avoiding another a total of 38 positions. When I speak of assumptions, there still are some assumptions out there, mostly in regard to the borough support, because we built this budget on a 3% increase from the borough. And so depending on that support, we would have to see where we are, but it is looking much better than it was just a week ago. And I would say that it was just a great experience at the end of the session in Juneau. I know I wouldn't want a job in Juneau at the end of the session. It goes fast and furious to 1, 2 a.m. in the morning. It was a difficult job, but I would say that lots of kudos and thank you should go out to the folks that worked for MATSU, the entire district, and I'm sure you'll hear that the borough also benefited with roads and you know, school buildings, roads, and other enhancements across the borough as well. So good news all around for both the district and the borough. And at this point, I'm going to share with Luke to have Luke take over and speak to the issues of the budget where we are right now and those remaining assumptions.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Paramo. Just want to reiterate what was just mentioned about the budget is that where we're at with the process is waiting to determine exactly what will come in terms of the local funding, being that one of the assumptions for the budget was that 3% increase. And so we have the budget calendar before the school board again tonight. We have some updates as to when the borough will be meeting and deliberating on their budget presentation. And so we wanted to provide that for the school board tonight as well. The latest developments with the Borough Assembly is that last night they set the minimum amount to be made available for school purposes of $25 million, and that is required per state statute that within 30 days after the borough receives the school district's budget, they must determine a minimum amount of local funding to be made available for school purposes. For the Mat-Su borough, that is $25 million, and this Mat-Su borough has funded the school district at about twice that amount. And so within the resolution that they passed, there was specific intent of making a determination of additional funding, also known as additional allowable, no later than May 31st. So that is still on its way. And with the borough's budget, we have some two budget hearings coming up on the 30th and May 2nd. After those hearings have taken place, the borough assembly will begin deliberations on the following dates. Not all dates represented up here will occur necessarily. They may adopt the budget on any one of these nights, in which case the following deliberations would be canceled. So just a heads up to anyone who's interested in taking part or seeing that take place. There would be two budget hearings and then followed by budget deliberations for the Mat-Su borough. And again, I just want to emphasize that when we initially came before the school board and presented that $5.9 million deficit, we had borough support budgeted at $51.2 million. That represented a 3% increase over the current year revenue. And as you see with the current FY13 preliminary budget, a balanced budget, it still assumes that 3% increase. So what we presented tonight of recovering those 38 positions and getting back to more or less a solid foundation for the budget and maintaining class size ratios, it's still contingent on whether or not the borough funds at that level, the 3% increase over the current year, which is roughly $1.5 million over what we're currently receiving in the local appropriation. Lastly, I just want to present this slide. The school board has come before the borough assembly several times and stated the intent with local funding is to break it down to a per pupil basis to determine where it is that what it is that we are receiving as a district in terms of local funding per child. And you can see that in FY12 we're receiving $2,700. Per student, whereas the objective is to be reach the midpoint between Anchorage and Fairbanks, and they're represented as well up there at $3,300 per student and $4,000 per student. With that, I'll turn it back over to Dr. Promo.
Thank you. And finally, we would like to announce that we do have some attrition in the district, and so even though we know that we haven't heard on the 3%. We are going to move forward with our most experienced non-tenured staff. We're going to start looking and moving those contracts forward with second and third year, and we hope to move forward as well with our first year non-tenured. We're going to just start with third year, though, knowing that the funds from the state came back very positively, and we do have some attrition. And so depending on the borough, we may still have the same ratios of 31-1, and our classes might be larger continued, but because of the attrition, we would be able to bring those folks back who do desire to continue to work for Mat-Su School District. And so we're going to just start to move that process to take away some of that anxiety towards the end of the school year. It's a busy time already, and we just want to make that happen. And if there's any questions, I can certainly answer them.
Member Rutherford.
I just want to emphasize that the budget that we showed up there that was balanced, even with the items from Juno, still involves spending our entire savings account, correct?
Through the chair, yes, you are correct. Member Rutherford.
Okay, any more questions? All right. I would like to back up on the agenda. I saw our city guys come in, so I want to bounce back up. Okay.
Thank you, Madam President, school board members, Superintendent Paramo, Doug Griffin, city manager for the city of Palmer. Thank you for backing up and allowing me a chance to once again plug in our upcoming project fair that we're holding in Palmer at the MTA Event Center. It's scheduled for Thursday, April 25th. We are doing a little partnership with the school district this year. I think I'll give the credit to our mayor, Mayor Johnson. We had a city of Palmer, at least the schools in and around the city of Palmer, participate in a poster contest about what the kids loved about Palmer. A lot of water towers. That's good. Anyway, we did have 228 students from Sherrod, Swanson, Butte Elementary, and Academy Charter responding to our city poster contest. So the students were asked to describe visually what they think is the best thing about their community, and their response was great. And we appreciate the posters are colorful, insightful, and very funny, and shows a lot of talent among the school children. So these posters will be on display at our project fair on the 25th. The winners will also receive prizes in the classroom from Mayor Johnson after the fair. And so you're invited to come see the work at our project fair. It's another reason.
Madam President, Dr. Paramo, board members, my name is Bert Cottle, City of Wasilla. Just a short update in reference to SART, which is a sexual assault response team that we're reactivating for the Matsu Valley. There was $124,785 put in the budget presented to the governor's office for his signature. I'm sure he will sign that. Once that's signed, then our next step is to go to the borough assembly for an additional $200,000 in funding request. We've been meeting with each one of them individually. This has a direct and indirect on the school system. I'm sure you're all aware of that. Instead of having to take our victims to Anchorage, as current practice is, we will actually be able to deal with sexually assaulted victims here in the Valley. So I'm glad to see that you have the schedule of hearings coming up for the Matsu Borough District. We will be at every one of them with supporters to get that $200,000 in funding. At the same time, we will be coming to you for your support in helping us behind the scenes make sure that happens at the borough assembly level. Their cigarette funds syntax in 2011 was $4.8 million. 2012, they collected $5.2 million. So there was a $400,000 increase. We feel that's where it should be funded from. Use part of that syntax to fund sexual assault response team. And finally, and I'm sure you're all going to do it too, but we will definitely do it, to thank all our Valley delegation for this year's funding. I think all the House, the Senate, both sides of the fence worked together to get our funding throughout the Valley. So we, along with, I hope you guys will tell them thanks. That's all I have.
Okay, so we will be moving on to our regular agenda. We're down to the consent agenda. Can I have someone move that? Oh, I'm sorry. Member Rutherford?
Just a quick question on the bond project update. Last meeting, Mr. Bechtel said that there, and then I heard at the assembly meeting that maybe they are going to happen. The other roofs from the old bond money.
Through the chair, yes, the roofs that we wanted to happen were the four that we received that $8 million off of a previous bond, and this school is included in that. And it was just the processing of the RFPs that was causing some trouble, and they were going to go through. If Luke will come up and speak directly to that. But I believe they may have worked something out.
Yes, what's occurred with the four school roofing projects, roof replacement projects, we are trying to push those through as fast as we can so that the work can begin on those projects as the roofs are in dire need of roof replacements. And so we've worked with the Department of Education first. The borough has appealed to the Department of Education to include those roofing projects as part of the project agreement that originally encompassed the other roofs. And now we are working with the Department of Education to apply for a design build methodology for delivery, construction delivery of these roofs, rather than a design bid build, which would save the Public Works Department at the borough some time and effort with managing this and moving it forward. It would expedite the process substantially. And they've also asked the Department of Education to allow a shorter solicitation period on their advertisement for these roofs from the 21-day period, which is stated in statute. So there's some things that govern the school bond construction reimbursement program, and we've just worked hand-in-hand with the borough to try to move through the process as quickly as possible. Of course, it does involve working with the Department of Education and Early Development to be granted some of the waivers, more or less, on these different items. So efforts are being made. But there is 70% reimbursement from the state, therefore these additional requirements that we have to meet.
Okay, I'm going to request we take a break for a minute for them to figure out our mics. So we're going to take 5 minutes. Okay, we're back to the meeting. Dr. Paramo.
Thank you, Madam President. It was timely to have a break as Luke Fulp came up to me. Dave Anderton, the Director of Operations and Maintenance, said just this afternoon an email came. Member Rutherford would like this, that EE did approve all of those waivers, and they can move forward. Good news that they can begin this summer, but Trapper Creek has a very intricate roof because it's a specific building, so this one might take some architectural work. So it might take a little bit longer for this building, but all the flat roofs will be easier to get done. So, but it has been approved. It's on moving, and on April 23rd, they are putting that bid out, or the meeting to discuss that. So it is moving quite quickly, and we appreciate the borough's work with that.
All right, so now we're moving to the consent agenda.
I would like to move the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
All right, is there any objection to moving the consent agenda? Okay, all that's on the consent agenda this time is the minutes for April 3rd meeting, so with no objection, the consent agenda is moved. On down to action items.
I'd like to move 13-078, Mat-Su Central School new course approval.
Second.
Okay, so the action item is 13-079, Mat-Su Central School new course approval. Is there any public comment on this? And I think we had an administrative report last time. Does anybody have any other questions for the administration on this one? All right, any discussion? Okay, this meeting's going to be fast, guys. Mat-Su Central School, is there any objection to approving this new course? See no objection, we will, that passes.
We'd like to move 13-082, fiscal year 14, fiscal year 15 school calendar revisions.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any public comment on this item?
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Joe Boyle, and I'm the president of the Mat-Su Education Association, and I'm speaking in favor of this motion. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the board for taking the extra time to consider this calendar change. Your willingness to listen is appreciated by the members of MSEA. I would also like to thank the superintendent for her willingness to consider alternatives to the original proposal. It's really been appreciated by the membership. Many teachers commented to me that this willingness to listen and consider alternatives is a tangible recognition of the work they do and the efforts they put forth. And although as president I would always advocate for more time for the teachers to prepare, I understand that at this time this is the right thing to do. And I do support it, and once again I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to listen and consider.
Is there an administrative report?
For the members to clarify, the work day and a PD day were exchanged from August to March. And so right after the second quarter, there'll be a work day. And after the third quarter, there'll be a work day. And after the fourth quarter, there'll be a work day. And before the first quarter, there'll be a work day. Just on a side note, we just will never be able to give one after the first quarter because that's in count. And work days can't count for our count, and that's our funding. But the 4 days will remain, and I just, it's one of those things that we should have thought of first, and I'm glad that it's a change that'll work for everyone. Thanks.
All right. Is there any comment from the school board? Member Cheatham.
Well, I just wanted to thank Dr. Paramo for looking through this. We had a great conversation, and I learned a lot from Jessica. But it's really amazing to me how what seems like a simple scheduling issue really gets to the heart of what we're doing. I mean, at one level, all we do at the school board is money and time, but behind that are all kinds of questions about policy, about what our thoughts are about education, and in this case, we decided that there was it was appropriate to arrange to have time for the teachers, for the creativity and the energy and the intelligence to bubble up from the teachers up. Which is what the work days are, and then the professional development or sort of trickle down policy where the administration comes down and you know tells the teachers what's up and finding the balance between these two approaches is a really deep philosophical decision to make. We're deciding that what the teachers do and how they think about the year and plan for it is really valuable, and I'm really glad we found a solution here.
Any other discussion from members of the board? All right. Is there any objection to passing this new calendar revision? All right. With no objection, that passes also. We're down to item C.
Madam President, I move item C-13-084, fiscal year 13 school calendar revision.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any comment from the public? All right, can we have a little administrative report?
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to let the audience know who's listening from here and in the physically in the school that this calendar revision is not for the schools up north. Bunker and bunker transportation could make the neighborhoods and did get the children to school. And so Willow North, your day does end school one day before everyone else. Nevertheless, in the core area, we actually did at a little after 4 a.m. last Tuesday, a little less than a week ago, did receive word that our largest bus company could not make the neighborhoods. And I've had to cancel school and make that call just about every year for the last 7 years. And last Tuesday's was actually the easiest call because the bus company didn't say, well, maybe. They said, we can't do it. And that's why school was canceled last Tuesday. And so this just extends the calendar. It is noted on there as a snow day already. So the folks that planned the calendar committee had already placed it on there as possible snow days.
Member Larson.
Since Trapper Creek could make school, we had a penalize them 2 days. So that's my opinion. Just a thought.
Through the president, I do believe we have a school bus driver. Tabitha's mother got some kids to school. If you'd like to stand up, and she got the kids to school. Yeah.
Member Welton.
I did receive an email, and I believe everyone else probably did too, about the additional snow day changed the eighth grade promotions. And to clarify, we need the certain number of days, and there's contract reasons, I would assume, that you cannot use that other professional development day for a snow day, the May 10th day.
Through the president, depending on what was already scheduled that day, you can or cannot, but it was determined because it was so, the changing in the calendar of placing them in PD days was very confusing, that at the committee level, it was recommended that if we say we're going to have snow day makeups on the calendar, that we should, that is the communication to the public. So when we change that, that is what is kind of the tricky part. So we stayed true to the calendar this year. And as far as contracts, I do believe, and I could have Ms. Katie Gardner, but all staff will work. Through the school year.
So. Is there anyone else who'd like to make a comment? All right. I did want to say that I, too, have an eighth grader for eighth grade graduation, and so eighth grade graduation has changed one day. I have been told, and do agree with that, that if we have graduation the day before school is out, very few of those eighth graders will show up the next day. And we do have to have a school day. It is part of our education of students. We have a certain number of days for teaching. So with that, Dr. Prommel.
Thank you, Madam President. And one of the changes for next year that was also approved on the calendar was to add two more school days back into the year. So next year we will have 172, which allows us to 2 days that possibly we wouldn't have to, one day that we wouldn't make up. So hopefully it won't be as crazy next year with the weather, but that would help with that, Ms. Welton, what you had mentioned. So it is fixed again for next year.
Okay. So any other comments? All right, is there any objection to passing this? All right, this passes also. We're down to item D.
I would like to move 13085, resolution 13006, in support to change the fund balance lapse.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on this? All right, Dr. Prommel.
Thank you, Madam President. This year in down in Juneau, there was a bill to change the way enrollment and school funding was planned, school funding based on the enrollment the year before. But there's also a provision in the bill in regard to lapse funds. There's a couple school districts in the state of Alaska that articulate the funds left at the end of the school year are recaptured. This makes it difficult for purchasing, as already April 12th, purchasing outside of Alaska had to be shut off. It just isn't good fiscal planning. We've heard over and over again it's not a good way to run a multi-million dollar operation. In the discussions down there, our mayor had spoken to some of our legislators as well, and just came to us, and I believe Ms. Welton was chairing the committee at the joint committee with the borough and the board, a noon one, and the mayor brought up the idea of, rather than the 50, generally what happens now in ordinance is that the funds at the end of the year are split 50-50, half go back to the borough and half remain with the district, and which doesn't allow us to really save as we can to for emergencies, things like that. So what he suggested was, as a compromise, which I thought was a really good compromise, to maybe just lapse the money, the percentage of share for which the borough provides the school district. Last year, I believe it was 24%. Moving into next year, if they fund us with an additional 3%, it looks like it'll be about 26%, which at the end of the year, funds that we have, and that's due to, you know, our contingencies that we have for staffing and things like that in open positions. But if funds are left, this resolution would support the idea that the mayor brought to say that the only portion that would lapse back to the borough is the portion for which the borough supported the district. And that the other funds for which the state pays, which is about 75% of education in the valley, would remain at the school district to be able to move forward. This occurs, and like I said, out of 53 school districts, 51 of them are able to keep 100% of their reserves, the REAAs and municipalities and boroughs. It's just two in the state that don't. And when we heard this and our mayor suggested it, we thought, wow, that's movement, and that would be something that perhaps our board would support. It would help us out immediately if they support it as well. I'm not sure that Mayor DeVilbiss did speak to his assembly, but again, at that meeting, and Member Welton may speak on that as well, that it was brought up as an idea, and we said, wow, we really like that idea. That's a great compromise.
All right, is there any comment from the board? Member Larson?
I'd like to hear from Member Welton what exactly went on at that meeting, if you could, please.
I think that Dr. Promo pretty much spoke as to what happened. Member Rutherford may have a little bit better memory than I don't know. I think that it was pretty much what was said.
The question, I guess, is you also have two borough assembly members there also, right? I just wanted to know what their opinion was on that. I know the borough mayor had sounded positive, but what did the borough assembly members say?
I don't believe Assemblyman Culver actually gave an opinion, but he didn't object to it when he brought it up.
And I don't recall Assemblyman Woods saying anything about it. So, and Assemblymember Arvin was there as well. So, and I don't recall any comments.
Okay. If there's no more discussion, is there any objection to this Matanuska Borough Susitna School District Resolution 13006? Okay, with no objection, this passes. All right, we are on to non-action items. We have a first reading for Board Policy 6181.4, Matsu Central School Principal Hiring Process. Do we have an administrative report on this?
Madam President, we do not, but we do have a member of the committee, Member Neil Lacey, if he would like to speak to that. He was a participant in that.
Member Lacey.
Yes, Madam President. I'm on the AAC for Matsu Central, and we belabored this for several meetings. Basically, it follows the district's policy for the superintendent to hire the personnel that she wants. I was looking at her contract the other day, and one of the quotes says she can hire anybody she wants, and this basically reinforces that fact.
Okay.
That's the long and the short of it.
All right. Is there any questions, any discussion on this? We're not voting on this, but we can have discussion and have questions answered if we would like. Okay. So this item will come up on our next agenda to vote on. We are down already to future items, future business. On our agenda, we have April 23rd. That's next Tuesday at 5 p.m. The school board policy committee meeting is meeting at 5 o'clock at the Matsu Central office. Right after that will be the presentation to the borough assembly to further go into our budget. So those are both on April 23rd, next Tuesday. May 1st at 6 p.m., we have our regular school board meeting at the central office. So do we have any other future items, future business that we'd like to add? Member Larson.
Thank you. Push the button. Our next school board meeting is, when was that again? I'm sorry.
May 1st.
I didn't have it. Yeah, there it is. I'll have to do that on telephonic. I will be out of state.
Okay, we can do that. You don't want to do video?
I don't mind watching Eric on the video, but I don't think I'd be as attractive on the video. So I'd just rather do telephonic. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Any meetings? Member Welton.
I would like to for us to at least look to calendar the retreat in June and by next meeting so that people can make their vacation plans and things like that. And there are a few items that some of us have come up with that we would like discussed, and we can throw those out there then at that time.
Okay, I do think that is a good idea. If people can look at their calendars, I know I have I already have a family reunion that I need to go to, so that's sometime in June. But if we can just send our dates that won't work to Stacy, and then we can try and pick a date that will work for all of us to be there at our retreat. Also, you can send items that you want to talk about at that retreat. Remember, the retreat is when we make our plans for the next year, where we talk with Dr. Paramo about what our goals are going to be for the next year. So items you'd like to see, like to bring to the group to put forward, go ahead and send those to Stacy, and we will make up an agenda and a date. All right. Any other items? Wow, guys, this is going to be a quick meeting and a beautiful drive. All right, so we're down to our second person to be heard on non-agenda items. This is your second chance to be heard by the school board. The same rules apply as the first person's to be heard. We're not going to have her read that again because I don't think anybody new came. So anyone like to speak before the board? Okay, I don't see anyone. So we're going on to correspondence and board committee reports. I don't think we had any board committees. Any correspondence? All right. Moving down to comments from the school board and administration. Dr. Paramo.
Mr. Fault, did you have any? Mr. Stone? Okay, I just want to say thank you for the warm hospitality at the school. It was tremendous. It was just a great meal, family style, and I loved it. And it's I want to note that just a couple of years ago, when I was out at the school, the enrollment was of 16 students. And I believe, I just would like the board to know that this school has doubled in size over the last couple of years, and not only doubled in size of their children, but their learning as well, their learning assessment, their scores are just skyrocketing as well. So there's good things happening in the school, and you can really tell why, because of the family, the teachers, the kids, of course, administration. It's all working together. So it was just a blessing to be here, so I appreciate that. In addition, I do, Monday evening is the community panel for our safety, and I do have some pamphlets here. We did get it on Facebook and tweeted it so that community members, I know in the Northern Valley it might be difficult to get down to Palmer, but we can certainly take information and concerns in local communities. But this is a time for which we've made some capital improvements to schools for safety, as well as really reviewed protocols of staff behavior to be sure our staff is safe, our children are safe in case of any kind of tragedy. We want to be as prepared as we can. Of course, you know, it just perplexes folks when, you know, things that happen in Newtown and again just recently in Boston occur. But this is really our community reaching out, the city of Palmer, the city of Wasilla, City of Houston, fire departments, police departments, and our borough really working together to do what we can for our first responders to have access to schools. We did find, some flaws that cities had more access than the troopers, but yet most of our schools are serviced by troopers. So there was some good information that came out. I know that some board members were present at that meeting. But this is going to be held Monday. It is a three-part kind of series of reports, and then individual community responders will speak, and then we'll have a panel for questions. And it's about 11-person panel to be able to really answer our community's needs, be transparent, and then take those ideas and turn them into actions. Like I said, in order to... we never want something terrible to happen, but even if it's, it could be an earthquake or a fire or things like that, we just want to be as prepared as we can. So certainly school board members, if you're free, we'd love to see you there. I believe some school board members are participating as well. So thank you, and I just appreciated this is the best drive to a school board meeting that I've ever had. It's gorgeous, and I see why folks live in the Northern Valley. That mountain was poking through today. So thank you.
Ms. Kendra. Okay, so we'll start with Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Trapper Creek, for hosting this. It is a beautiful drive, but it's a beautiful school and a beautiful community, and I really appreciate it, you hosting, and look forward to coming back. Thank you.
Member Cheatham.
Yes, I also want to thank the community, Trapper Creek and the area, for the great hospitality here. I can't wait to do this again. I also want to say I have to think that movement from the borough has to have something to do with that wonderful presentation that Dr. Paramo and Luke Phelps gave at the last joint meeting. And I want to congratulate you all for the great work you've done. So thank you.
Member Welton.
So I want to thank the Trapper Creek community because the meal is wonderful and I always feel so welcome up here. I do, I have to admit that there's a reason I keep coming back up this way. It's the little church down the road that I occasionally am asked to preach in. So I feel like I'm a member of this community, even if it's just part-time. So I thoroughly enjoyed the drive up today, too. I want to say I did visit the Justice Coalition this morning. Yes, it's still in existence to you folks that don't believe me. It really does occur. And we had a small group this morning, but we discussed the issues that are happening with the youth in the community. And they actually got one of the judges that works with families and youth to learn about diversion programs instead of putting children in detention. And so we learned about that today. It's a great group of people who work in the community to work with our kids. So if anybody wants information about that group, I'll tell you more. Thank you very much.
Member Cordero.
Thank you, Madam President, and I'm glad to be back. I wanted to talk about sometimes members of our community can help make things happen. And even though we've had our disagreements, I wanted to publicly thank Ms. Terry Snyder, who's sitting right in front of me, because she was extremely supportive with trying to get some of those pupil transportation funds in Juneau. And those legislators do listen when people call, and so that's just my suggestion. Keep calling because they do listen. Thank you.
Member Rutherford.
Thank you. I want to thank Trapper Creek also for the food, for hosting us, for making sure the mountain was out. I also want to thank the administration for working with the borough and getting those roofs done this year. I was really dismayed when I heard that at the last meeting. We just couldn't go another year with those leaking roofs. They were leaking pretty bad. And I think that while we're thanking our legislators, we should thank, it's my understanding that there was one assembly person who went and saw the roofs in person and said, oh, my goodness, and went back and made sure that somebody worked with us on that. So we should thank the assembly for pushing that as well. Since the last meeting, I went to the Palmer High School Students Art Show, and I loved it. I want to thank the school district for all their efforts in that event. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Member Lacey.
Yes, thank you. I would like to point out that Trapper Creek is a jewel in the Mat-Su Borough School District. When I turned the corner down there off the Parks Highway, you get a different sense of community when you drive into this school, and I want to say thank you for having us.
All right, I too want to thank Trapper Creek. Dinner was lovely. I enjoyed the drive up, and I plan on enjoying the drive home. Beautiful mountain you guys get to look at. Thanks again for having it out for us. We are now winding down the school year. It's the time that high school students have all their tests. My son had three today. So school and learning is not over. But I think students are getting a little bit of spring fever, and we appreciate the staff for understanding that there's a little spring fever and still doing their jobs and getting students taught. Thank you. We will not be having an executive session tonight. We don't have a negotiation update right now. There was a little bit of negotiations, but we really don't have much to update. So our executive session is canceled. And with that, we have, can I have somebody close the meeting?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All right. It's moved and seconded. We are adjourned.